In an interview, the book fair, renowned playwright Stephen Chifunyise says the absence of all local languages in schools resulted in people underestimating the value of indigenous languages. Chifunyise said all the 16 official languages in the new constitution should be reflected in the school curriculum, a move that could lead to the availing of many books in various languages.
The absence of local content in local languages is actually a problem that has existed because we have underestimated the value of our indigenous languages. Now, when we have a change like we have in Zimbabwe now with 16 official languages which are indigenous languages, and they will be reflected in the education system, in the curriculum, it means that we, the writers and the publishers, are now given an opportunity to produce books for those languages.
Chifunyise, also an art guru, said government should find a way of ensuring that children have access to books written in local languages at a very tender age.
It means that the government and ourselves have to think of how quickly we can enable each child who is going to school in the mother tongue to have text in mother tongue. And if we plan very well, the resources are there to produce them.
Poet Albert Nyati echoed the same sentiments, noting that people should not confine local languages to Shona and Ndebele only, but also to minority languages that are now recognized in the country's constitution.
We have so much of books in English in particular, but there is very little in local languages. And by local languages, I'm also referring to languages like Tonga, Shangani, Sotho, Venda, and so on and so forth.
Seke Teachers College lecturer Lazarus Mozi said although there are adequate textbooks in some schools, there's need for additional books, but parents are failing to buy them due to the current harsh economic environment in the country.
We all understand the economic situation in the country, and therefore as a parent, or even school systems, they are not prioritizing the issue of buying, especially extra readers for the people.
Former teacher Colette Mtangadura added that it is unfortunate that people in Zimbabwe are shifting away from their culture and the language, resulting in them losing their identity in the process.
Many people are running away from their own culture and from their own language. We are just a people who are talking about other people's language.
This year, book fair, running under the theme Igniting Interest in Reading for Sustainable Development, opened yesterday and ends on Saturday. It will be officially opened tomorrow by Education Minister Lazarus Dokora. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.